call Raisa. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Hardcore radio show. And tonight is one of those nights, and I think this is going to be a theme for the rest of the week, but we've got to talk about the child trafficking system. People don't understand. People are not seeing the connection between what I talk about, the covert technology, the shadow government, and then what's going on here in the courtrooms, what's going on with these corporations. There are many and various ways of being targeted. Targeted individuals are not just people with tinfoil hats. Targeted individuals are people who have their children stolen from them. Targeted individuals are people who get their houses burglarized. You know, there's a wide spectrum of people who get targeted. And this is why no one knows that they're targeted, because the spectrum is too big. You know, it's sort of like when they say, you know, everyone's special. Well, then no one is special. That sort of thing. If everyone is targeted, then no one is targeted. And that is the mind job and the reason why these scumbags get away with everything that they do. Now, we have our guest. Well, actually, let me go ahead and check, see if my co-hosts are here. We have Butcher.
Hey!
And then we've got Will.
How you doing, dude?
All right, doing great. So, this one should be right up everyone's alley here. We have Kelly Fletcher here, who is dealing with CPS. Is that correct, Kelly? Kelly Fletcher?
Yes. Yeah, they've been relevant in my life since 2009, but they're kind of hiding behind the scenes, even though they make their presence.
Okay, now
sense.
You're going to be,
Well,
you're going to be a guest on my TV show, Family Case Files. And typically something I don't do is get familiar with my guest. I like to have a fresh interview with my guest on that show. But I think I might just be turning things around here a little bit and giving all my TV show guests a chance to come onto the radio show first. And that will allow me to familiarize myself and you know, take the time to do that. It's not just time, but again, I would really like for people to have an inquiring nature and know how to have that critical thought and know what questions they should be asking, what answers they should be getting. If we're not getting the right answers, then something needs to be done. But we're going to go ahead and give you the floor here for you to tell your story. So please go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So I've been dealing with this, like I said, since about 2009. Currently, I'm still dealing with the tyranny of the state. It's relentless once they start. So my story goes back to February 2009. I had a very close friend I've known since I was 17, and she was dealing with an ex, and CPS got involved, and I was able to see the case reports, and I seen they were lying. So I went ahead and wrote to the senator here in my state, Patty Murray, and voiced my concerns, said that they were lying in case notes. And the senator then, in turn, she sent a letter out stating that she was going to go ahead and assign her CPS liaisons to investigate the allegations. And then approximately 5 months later, CPS was at my door. And I just knew that it was a retaliatory act, because when they were at my door, they said the daycare had called them and told them that my three-year-old child had said I hit him. So this is what inspired the phone call. There was no marks that would match the allegation. So I did a series of things that I know what to do, because I've worked in social services, and I took my child to the doctor. I got a doctor's note. I took pictures, and I proceeded to start doing my own case notes. Every time I would speak with this CPS caseworker, you know, I'd note down what day we talked, what the conversation was, because I already knew the shadiness behind them. And I kept calling the caseworker and saying, hey, there's, you know, there's witnesses to this allegation. Are you going to come talk to them? You know, they were just non-responsive. So I contacted the ACLU, and they kind of gave me a handbook of what to do next. And so I immediately wrote to my congressman, Rick Larson. I wrote him a letter asking if he agrees to, you know, check into this open case of abuse. And he wrote me a letter back stating he couldn't inquire about the case because the state told him it was before the courts, which separated the powers of the Constitution. You know, some of these things I'm telling you, I don't even understand myself. But I knew he couldn't do anything, and he recommended, you know, reaching out to my local state senators. And when I saw that they had lied to the Congress, I wrote all of them at once. And State Representative John McCoy got involved, and he actually had his secretary start making phone calls. And she made phone calls to every division I was having problems with the corporate Department of Social and Health Services, because these are all divisions. And they all synchronize and work as one. Sorry. So I started having problems. I was working, but I started having problems with my daycare help. I started having problems with the little bit of food stamps I qualified for. And I got secondary medical insurance. I had medical insurance, and then they picked up secondary, whatever. But I started having problems across the board with everything. So Lacey had contacted the head to every division in Olympia, which is our capital, and that oversees the Department of Social and Health Services. And I had a phone call from somebody in the head of CPS in Olympia, and because they saw how I notarized and I certified my letters, I documented everything, I took pictures, had a doctor's note, you know, I knew what to do. So he wanted basically to know how I knew what to do, which was insulting to me, because it doesn't matter. What mattered was this crap is happening. So the next thing that happened, everything went away. It just kind of stopped. Like every division I was having a problem with, it ceased. And then like 2 years later, a person that's been well documented as my abuser for many years, even Department of Social and Health Services acknowledged he was bad, that they would never go after him for any child support, so they had what's called a good cause not to collect put in place. And anyways, 2 years later to the date, I started to notice him acting differently, crossing some lines, even though I had him at bay. You know, I was able to correspond because we have children, but I kept him away the best I could, and safe. But he started acting differently, and it was my oldest son, our oldest child. His birthday, his 16th birthday, and he wanted to take him out to do something special. And my oldest son is partially deaf, so, you know, I have this rule, no loud music, please, nothing like that that could damage his hearing further. We took him to a gun range, and I was floored because this person is not allowed to have a firearm. He has a very violent history with guns included. So he was just so brazen to take my son to this gun range and start shooting guns. And so, you know, it was like something's going on. And then a month later, so that was in July, like in August, all of a sudden I get a letter from the Department of Social and Health Services, and they're like, hey, we're going to lift your good cause. They just got rid of it with no explanation. So I'm like, that's weird, you know, this good cause, why is it being lifted? Well, about a week later, he asked to see our second child in Comet, and only that child. So he had him for the weekend, and when I made the phone call to, you know, arrange a pickup time and a place, he threatened to physically hurt me, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. So I was like, oh, ho, ho, you know, I see this good cause lifted, you're acting differently, something must be going on. And that was in July, August, September, then we go to October. He appeared at my front door, which he never came to my house. I always met him like at a parking lot, a safe place in public. All of a sudden, he's at my front door. So when I see him coming towards my door, I shut the door and I lock it. As soon as I did that, my house was surrounded by three cops. I had a cop at the front door, a cop at the back door, and one at the window. And they were jiggling the door handles. One was banging on my window with a flashlight. And I'm like, whoa, something's really wrong if you came with this person with this bad of a criminal history to my house. So I knew it was on. I knew this was everything I heard stories from my friend tell me about her CPS case. So I just turned the radio up really loud because I'm like, you're not taking my kids. You know, if you have a warrant, go ahead and kick my door in. So they left. And then they proceeded to start calling me and leave me messages. Hey, we're going to call CPS, like, whatever, do what you have to do. I unplugged the phone. And something else started happening that month, the same month of October. All of a sudden, 75% of my income was being garnished from my bank account. I had no notifications from the state, nothing. So I eventually go into my local branch, and the bank manager wants to, you know, handle everything I'm there for every time. And I'm like, you know, where's all my money going? I'm like, this is like, oh, you know, 75% of my income is being garnished from where? And he told me, his name is Dave, he said, well, you should be getting paperwork in the mail. He said, I have full custody of my children, and I know that my ex receives paperwork from, you know, child support when they take it. So I just knew, you know, this is a state, this is some other kind of crap that I have never experienced. I just was quiet and I left. I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, who do you call? Let me jump in here. I want two notes here. First thing, the ACLU is worthless. If you don't have a case that's going to land them on the front page of every newspaper and have them win a huge amount of money, they're not going to take your case.
Oh, I'm not glory seekers. These are people. I'm just saying they gave me a handbook of what's the next step. They're not there for me. I could tell that they're not there.
They're not there for anybody unless it's they're glory seekers. They're looking for the big payoff and they want to be number one without doing the work. Right. ACLU is the biggest sham. It's the biggest sham that there is. They're not a beacon of hope or light and all the other garbage. They are corporate vampires who just want the easy meal. And secondly, I feel with you. I feel you on this issue with them garnishing. Now, something. Target individuals. When the government doesn't like you, they're going to try to come after all your resources. And something that they did try with me is overcharge me with my state insurance and they started garnishing my money for a college loan illegally. Mm-hmm. It's something that's what they will always try to do is come after your money.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They touched every person that wrote a letter for me in the court. They have tried to destroy every support system, including my mom. They even tried to put my mom in a nursing home. They took the title to her vehicle. I can no longer let any bill pay come out of her bank account. Everything has to be dealt in cash, and I have to keep a receipt. I mean, the tyranny...
That's what I would do.
Since 2009,
anyway,
okay? Mine could be a novel.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always do. I keep cash. I don't keep anything in the bank.
Nope.
Unless I need to pay something online, I keep that specific amount in the bank. I don't let anybody try... as a matter of fact, I mean, my significant other, she has had the bank steal thousands and thousands of zlotys out of her account, and it was done illegally. The courts recognized it was done illegally for something that she was not responsible for. It's been a 6-month court battle just to get that money back, and guess what? These people are going to have to pay the lawyer fees as well. See, they think a lot of people aren't going to fight this stuff. And they're just going to steal.
Right.
But now they owe. And now they're going to be paying for something they shouldn't have done to begin with. But yeah, that is... And we're actually trying to see if we can get some further charges in counter-suit, because you can't just rob someone's bank account. I know this country is different. You wouldn't hear of this in the United States, but... Here,
it almost appears as though they put
country,
the players in positions to do these illegal activities, because Dave at the bank clearly was working for them and not me as a manager of the bank.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here in this country, corporations and the government can just say, hey, this person owes this and steal whatever you got in your bank account. Now, they're supposed to have a writ of some kind, but they didn't even have that, which made it...
Well, I've dealt with it myself.
A
I've had
felony.
A pro se in court. I've had to defend my oldest child over some stuff the state came after him, saying that he was a cause of an accident, and he wasn't. I mean, I had to go take pictures. I had to notarize my stuff. I certify it to people. It was a state-ran medical coming after him, because the child that got hurt that was riding his bike down the road and actually ran into my son's car, he went to the hospital to get checked out. And then all of a sudden they came after my son as though he hit that kid. So, I mean, I had to even intervene in that court case because the insurance company told us, oh, well, if you don't get this in, it's going to slide through court. How are you going to tell me this is going to slide through court when you're the insurance agent? I literally had to do all of their work for them.
That's very similar to the situation that I was just speaking about. Yeah. Wow. These people are they're horrid.
It's relentless. It's constant. It's constant what I go through. I have subpoenas thrown on my front door, and I have warrants mailed to me in the mail. I still have 4 children in my house. This is all being done by the Department of Social and Health Services. As it stands now, if somebody came in my house to try to kill me and I called 911, they would take me to jail because I have a warrant for not paying on extorted children, which I wasn't able to anyways because I don't have a job, and they struck out all my all my evidence in court. I was not just given due process rights. They struck out all my evidence and said, no, you won't be heard.
Hmm. Okay, we are going to go to commercial break.
Everything.
We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back, okay?
I got no strings, so I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone. They got strings, but you can see. There are no strings on me. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay. So, we are back from commercial break. We have Kelly Fletcher here with us, and I'm just having thoughts in my head. Like, I have been through all the government retaliation, because you wouldn't believe how many ways that when you become not a slave, when you're someone who is exercising your own rights, how many ways the government's going to say, okay, well, we're going to cut you off from this. We're going to cause problems for you here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Just because you want to be an American citizen, they have many ways that they want to and do target people. You know, I'm thinking of things here. I wish there was something, and maybe I can get with some people who know something about lawmaking, because there needs to be a bill, there needs to be something to help protect the American citizen against retaliation. Someone with your story, someone with my story, it's impossible to say, okay, you did this, and these 10 bad things happened to you. That's just a coincidence. These 20 bad things just happened to you all of a sudden.
Yeah, I've heard it. Somebody just being lazy and did the wrong typing, you know. When you put in enough work to remove information, implement new information, it's not a typo. It's deliberate. I cannot pass off to, you know, somebody's being lazy. They didn't, I've heard it from people who are like, oh, that can't happen. It's too many coincidences. It's not.
Documentation is your best friend. And people would say that my life was science fiction and I'm making stuff up. And I would agree with them if I hadn't recorded and documented everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a huge reveal on a lot of stuff very soon. But I want my co-host to be more active here in this interview, because I'm going to follow up with her tomorrow night on my TV show.
Well, I'm right here, and first of all, Kelly, I'd like to say, by the way, I'm Bill the Butcher. I would like to say that you did a most excellent case. You did all the right moves. Your documentation, I agree with V on the ACLU. I've kind of figured that out over the years. When I fought the CPS here, we were in the same positions that you were, and we tried the lawyers and all that kind of stuff. I ended up fighting on more of a congressional level. We're kind of blessed in Texas in that we can walk up and pigeonhole our representatives right there in Congress. And I used a lot of that, but I've learned here and in Utah that they, no matter what they said in their documents, no matter what they said in their procedures, they're very perceptible to political pressure. But the thing was, what I did to them here in Utah did not help the people, okay? I won my case. I won the cases in Utah for the people up there, but it didn't set any legal precedents that would help someone like you being attacked by the system and truly being targeted, okay? But it was a good start. What I think that the best statement I've ever heard, my daughter-in-law Jackie, who was the target, she was a targeted individual. We were riding on the golf course, and she told me, I'm standing at the gates of the Alamo, and they're going to get me. That's the best definition I've ever heard of what these targeted individuals go through when dealing with the Child Protective Services.
Yes. Yeah, they seem to be very vigilant about their job, and they not only do they target you, but they can also target generations of your families. I mean, I know so many people over the years of my life that I've met. I've heard stories. I believe them.
Were you the first one in your family to be targeted? How did it all start?
I wrote to my state senator over concerns of a mishandled CPS case of a friend. And then 5 months later, I had this very same division at my door saying that they were there because my daycare had reported that my 3-year-old child said, my mommy hit me. There was no marks on my child that would support this. See, and I worked for social services for many years, so I knew what to do. I immediately took my child to his pediatrician and got a letter. I took pictures.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to commercial break again. This was our short segment, but we're going to come back for the long haul after the break. But I do want to say that the government doesn't like you watching them. When you call them out on their stuff, that means you're watching them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's cameras on all of us everywhere we go. We got drones in the sky, cameras at this store, on that light post. But as soon as we call them out on what they're doing, yeah, as hell. You know, you couldn't last a day in my shoes.
A lot of these cats, I wish they'd just forget the address. As a believer, I feel like I'm fighting hell.
You know, you couldn't last a day in my shoes. I hear you. A lot of these cats, I wish they'd just forget the address to the gym. You know, everything
is not for everybody. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right. We are back from commercial break. Now, I want to say that there is a bit of disconjointedness. So early here, is that a word? there is a lot of people being screwed with by the DHS. Or APS, or CPS. There's a ton of people being screwed with. Now, whether, you know, people recognize they're targeted or not is not really the issue, even though I'm fighting for people to understand that. There is not enough people fighting and picketing against the CIA or the NSA. But you've got a nation of people whom I'm thinking one out of four people are having some, I don't know the numbers, I'm ballparking it here, that are having issues with the family court system. So if that is the case, and I'm going to pose this question to my co-host here. If that is the case, we have an official movement here. This is the next biggest thing since, you know, the last civil rights movement, you know, Martin Luther King and all that stuff. This is our modern day movement that everyone should be marching down the streets for. Don't you think?
Well, there goes those gag orders. You do that and you might end up in jail.
Damn the gag orders. I've had many people come on my show with gag orders and nothing happens to them. Damn them.
Well,
go ahead.
It's like we went through in Texas, me and Jackie went through things that were abominable. Okay, for instance, when she lost her kids in court, my wife, soon to be my ex-wife, was allowed to appear in court and everything. We were told that we could not come into the courtroom. We had to sit a block away at a place called the Monterey Cafe and have breakfast and wait. The lies, the like I said, when we finally, the way we won, we sidestepped them. And literally a day before, they were going to scatter all the kids to all four corners of Texas. Jackie signed the paperwork to give my ex-wife the children and sign a adoption papers and do that. And then she got out of Dodge. She went to ended up eventually in Utah. Well, we had problems up there. It was totally different up there. They sidestepped the Constitution by saying family court does not apply to the Constitution because it's not criminal. It's totally different. And they take Correct. Away all of your civil rights, all of them. And when you began this broadcast, V, you said the word child trafficking. And that is the bottom line. Well, we ran across in Utah. We went up there, again, another CPS case, and I was all prepared to do my thing. And we stumbled into a huge child trafficking operation involving the principal of an elementary school. He would glean the little girls, okay? And he had another little girl to help introduce them into Lindsay Park, where they were procured to people like Mr. Epstein, people of that nature. Then they disappeared down into Arizona, and then they disappeared. And this is real, folks. This is not, we're not crazy. We don't have magnets on our heads. We have found the skulls in the desert. And they have, the people in Utah have risen up and corrected their situation, too. This is absolutely real. It's horrible. And it's nationwide. It's nationwide. They sell children. Nice lady has intimated to you is exactly how they really operate. And you get these ACLU gives this little book. Here's what you do next. Here's what you do next. You do all the right things, and you get a little traction, and then they take your bank account. But they hit you, they hit you, they hit you, they hit you, they hit you. This is going to cause, just like V just said, major marches. We're going to have to walk in the shoes of Dr. King on this one for a while. Are they going to take your kids? They really will, okay? Will.
Yeah, I was interested. The reason I kind of re-asked the question is because she started talking, alluding to the fact that other people had been targeted too, perhaps in other families, and I was wondering if you could expand upon that and wondered if you also had any potential suspects as far as whom you might be dealing with there, or who ordered it anyways.
Was that question directed at me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, the first instance, the people that wrote letters for me, one was a good friend, and since she wrote the letter for me in court, and this was when it came 2 years after the CPS case, and my abuser all of a sudden had this help in court to gain custody of the children, so I got letters wrote. She has two illegal evictions under her name. She literally cannot rent. She was never evicted, but it showed up as an eviction. Then my mom, who is also the person that's my support system, she had the title of her car taken from Department of Social and Health Services for my child support. During this time, she went to the hospital. And I'm sorry, but they tried to put my mom in a nursing home three times. To me, it's this, kind of related. It's like she's getting medical, and we've had problems with the medical realm ever since. So that's just that. And then I have my youngest son's father. He's been targeted by Social Security Administration. Currently, they're sending him letters saying that if he doesn't establish the paternity of the rest of my children, because I have six children and two were removed from their school after the court hearings 8 years ago, now they're like telling my youngest son's father, if he doesn't establish the paternity to all my children, that they're going to start taking away Social Security. And they've already started docking his SSI.
So, extortion. You don't do what we want, then we're going to take your money. I know that one all too well.
And, yeah, they want him to put a parenting plan in to take the rest of my children. This is how the other children were taken, on a parenting plan that came before the courts, which then morphed into something different. And then it became a dependency case, and it was an emergency thing. They had to be removed, you know, just two of them, just two of them.
In other words, the other children weren't in danger. Just those two. I've seen that so many times.
Just those two. We have three in common. Now, I have six children. The person that is my abuser, and that is his label, he was able to gain custody of just two. However, when he initially went into the courts, he only went in for one of the children, and I had to throw all of my children under the train at the courts and say, we have three children in common. I don't understand why he's here only asking for one. That's when CASA got involved, and that's when they were expeditiously removed from my care. Only two.
CASA, let me interrupt here. We have CASA down here. We've had problems with them. When you hear the word CASA, they go hand in hand.
They work with CPS.
My friend, C.J. Grisham, my friend who got our gun rights back in Texas, he's a national figure. He was walking his son on a walk for the Eagle Scouts out in the northern part of Temple, Texas, which is country, and he was carrying his AR-15 on his back because we have wild hogs and wild dogs and coyotes, okay? A woman who runs a CASA saw them walk by out of her kitchen window and called the police, and CJ was arrested for carrying a rifle, which is totally legal in Texas. But they were only after his son. When you hear the word CASA, run.
Yes. They're CPS's right man hand, just like the cops.
I didn't know anything about that. So, the house, huh?
Hey, how about that? How about that?
All right. Wow. I guess that's why they see the house wins, huh? House always wins.
Well, the final analysis, they backfired on. Not only that, CJ didn't come nowhere near losing his kid because he's a Temple Mormon. He's never drank a cup of coffee, okay? And we got all our gun rights in Texas back. So it kind of backfired on him.
All right. What were you going to say, Will?
No, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, unfortunately, the theme of all of this is, no matter what the situation is, the lawyers aren't there to help. The judges aren't there to help. We're talking about the cops helping to obfuscate themselves. And then, you know, earlier before the show, I was doing a live video and, you know, the cops helped, you know, redact and cover up Jimmy Savile. And when he was, you know, funneling these kids out of children's hospitals and going there and raping them. So it's like, what the hell, man? Like, where are the good people standing up? You know, people like our guests, you know, I just, what is it going to take for us to start reaching out to other people for them coming forward? I mean, we're talking about children being raped. I mean, it's all over Hollywood. It's all over the Vatican. It's all over government. When are we going to start doing something about this nonviolently?
Well, the people are going to have to stand up. Seriously, I heard of an incident down in the Fifth Ward of Houston where a caseworker, whatever, tried to grab some kids and everything, and she ended up getting shot in the back of the head in the middle of the street. Okay, and that's horrible. I apologize. I hate to say that and everything. But in the Fifth Ward, which is real community, it's a black community, nobody saw anything. Okay, it's going to take a contingent of the people, and we've got... we've got to do this. We've got to do this. We're becoming like the movie The Time Machine, where they, the old movie, they blow the horn and everybody goes dizzy-headed and starts walking toward the pyramid to be slaughtered. And we've got to stop this. V is right.
Well, I was thinking, I have lots of friends in media. Okay. I'm sort of thinking that I want to form a tour. Now, I'm going to go on tour here myself and be a guest on as many radio shows as I can. I'm trying to make a lot of friends along the way, but I mean, I have a substantial amount of friends in independent media. I want to create a tour line of guests who are going through this sort of stuff and just making sure that every media personality hops on board. We need to all form a nonprofit together. If we have all these media personalities like myself form a nonprofit, put a name on that nonprofit, and start going after not only the courts, not only CPS, but some of these law firms. They're supposed to be helping people, and they're not.
I've worked for nonprofits whole life, and I just see sometimes nonprofits also being held by state regulations and the state coming in overseeing that.
And that's fine. And I am my most powerful when I am being surveillance, when I am being victimized, because I nail everything these people do to them, and I walk circles around. That's fine. That's exactly the point of everything that I do. But there's a thing, you know, they're saying, you know, you can't play all your cards, and that's something that these people love to do. They'll play them all. They don't care. And they'll start taking cards out of other people's hands to play. That's what they do. But that's okay. I've always got the best hand. But anyhow, this is something that needs to be done. If we can, I think we need to start an actual movement and based in media. We've got to take over media with this. Is something that even the mainstream will not be able to ignore anymore. Our children are not commodities. Our children are not sex slaves. Our children are not leverage. Okay? This needs to stop. And I really want to thank you for being brave and coming onto the show here. I'm going to see what I can do. Because let's say we had, you know, 50, 100, 200 independent media hosts, you know, all advertise a GoFundMe or something. We can acquire a lawyer. We can start doing mass lawsuits. We can get, you know, bills pushed. We can start lobbying for ourselves. But it's going to take everybody's involvement and awareness, and everybody putting their foot down. I think this could be the beginning. What do you guys think?
I'm on board.
Well, I was putting something here. I've had on the tip of my tongue, and I keep forgetting. Where V, you brought up that she had spoken up in someone else's case, and then they attacked her in retaliation. We yes. had a situation in Texas where if they have a CPS call to a house, okay, that becomes a CPS house. It doesn't matter if it's bought and sold three times after that. It's still a CPS house. The people who are moving in have no knowledge of it. It's a CPS house. So, and when you get involved in any CPS case, and you look on their records and everything, and by the way, I have moles in the CPS, okay, it'll have your name on there and everything. Any CPS involvement. Yes. It may be that you gave information in defense of a neighbor or whatever. You are involved in a CPS case. You have grandchildren. So they come to your house, you're in a CPS house, you were involved in a CPS case, because it's all about the children. It's all about the children. They are liars. They are buying and selling in this child trafficking thing. One day when we have a lot of time on the show, I'll tell you the true story of Utah. And it's horrible. It was horrible. And we had to, I was putting it blunt, I can't tell you everything because the statute of limitations hadn't run out on us yet. But we won.
Yeah.
And Hun, think, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you Hun. I'm being politically incorrect. V has corrected me 100 times, but lady, I commend you. I commend you, and my heart is with you.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been through so much, I can't even touch on it. I mean, even police retaliation, not just CPS retaliation. And I'm here, and I'm still alive, and I will go out talking about it. I'm never going to stop. I mean, I had things like my car lug nuts were taken off when I was fighting in court, you know, and my car T-boned on the road. I relate these things to my fight.
Okay. Okay, people, how many times have I spoken about that in my media? When it's time to go to court and the lug nuts are loose, yep, on your tires, you got a slit tire.
The paint's people, still on the wall on the freeway. I could show it to you. I could take you a picture and show it to you, yeah. And I got randomly assaulted outside my house, too.
People, this is a tactic CPS employs, the police employ. Every one of these institutions has somebody come out and they will loosen the lug nuts on your tires before you go anywhere dealing with any government issue. You might want to I would take a cab, take a bus, do this sort of thing. I want to say about earlier this year, with this court stuff that I mentioned, that me and my people are dealing with here, on the way to court, my partner got rear-ended.
Oh, yeah, I've been swerved at. Yep.
And so it's like, these people, these infra guards, these gang stalkers, these low lives who get a little something something for causing a little incident. The government employs them, okay? You will get run over for a food stamp card, for a $50 food stamp card. They will take off they'll loosen the lug nuts on your tires for a $50 food stamp card. It happens every day. And I, to be honest with you, I don't really see, I mean, we've got the government here waging wars, losing wars. We're in wars that will never end. We've got the government that's tanking our economy. We've got the government that won't fill potholes in the roads. They can take half your paycheck, and you got to let them come into your home and take your children? People, it's time to wake the F up.
Yeah, like, where are the men at? Like, I don't mean this to be sexist at all, but it's like, when people tell these stories, we hear these stories over and over and over again of innocent people, men and women alike, just being in families, just being abused in a diverse array of ways, and people are just sitting there. Like, yeah, where are the men at? Like, where are the men that want to protect women and children? Like, you got to do something peaceful about this, guys.
They do research before they kidnap your kids. They know you. They know who's in your life. They don't come blindsided like you get blindsided.
Exactly.
Well, let me explain to you, Will, on that subject, where the men are at. When I grew up in Louisiana in the 1950s, the black family was noted for being a nuclear family, okay? A very strong nuclear family. And look what we've got now. Absent fathers, all this kind of stuff, because the black men were targeted. They were removed. You can't get your food stamps if he's at home. You can't get your HUD if he's living at home. You can't do, and they attack them financially. And I remember, I totally remember growing up in Louisiana when the black family, and I'm not just being racist here, that they were the nuclear family. They were the ones where grandma lived in the house, grandpa lived in the house, generations, they were all together, everything. And they were destroyed by being targeted by the government. But what they eat, their housing, everything, that is there. The men are still there, but we've just got to stand up, get a pair, and do what we need to do.
Exactly. And join your local militia. For those of you who are dealing with a whole bunch of crap, listen.
Amen.
Join your local militia. If you don't have a local militia, start your local militia. Anybody can do it. It's legal. So long as you don't have a felony. But then again, when the revolution comes, whether you have a felony or not, it's not going to mean anything.
Folks, by local militia, what he's saying, you don't have to make war on someone. A local militia, when a hurricane blows through and the looters come, the local militia is what protects the people, okay? The same people that protected when the Indians came. If the local militia is the people, and that's in the Second Amendment. A well-disciplined militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. The people are the militia, all the people.
Absolutely. And I know we had a caller, a couple callers, but you guys got to call in before the show ends, okay? I don't know. We can't extend the show any further than the 1 hour that we have. So I want to thank Kelly Fletcher for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me so much.
I look forward to recording with you tomorrow night for Family Case Files.
Yes.
And guys, go to Truthtainment TV on YouTube, where you can see my other shows, our other shows, and get educated, get aware, get fired up, get angry. Do something. Do something with yourselves. All That's right. not working for your family. Corporate government interest. So it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.